Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It is a Victory Monday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, the Eagles on to the NFC Championship game. Your thoughts on the matter?
Victory!
Here we go. Never a doubt yesterday. I never had a doubt in my mind. Just kidding. I had a lot of doubt the entire time, but they came through as they always seem to do. You know, the thing about this year's Eagles team is they just always seem to find a way, right? It wasn't a great overall offensive performance yesterday, but we got a great overall offensive performance from Saquon Barkley. It wasn't a great overall defensive performance yesterday, but we got the right plays at the right times, and we got a great performance out of Jalen Carter. It certainly wasn't a great overall performance from Jake Elliott yesterday, but we got the field goals we needed to make it happen. And it just seems like, as a credit to the players who all play for each other, as a credit to Sirianni, who doesn't let them ever get too up or too down, this Eagles team just always seems to find a way, Ike, and they needed to do it for two more games.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those games yesterday, Spike. Listen, this is what it's like being a Philadelphia sports fan. This is what it is. It's never going to be easy. It's never going to be a cakewalk. We're going to live on a tightrope with these teams, living and dying with every play, every minute of every game. And as far as baseball goes, every inning, every pitch, every swing. That's what it's like being a Philadelphia sports fan. It's never easy. But here's what I'll tell you. When they come through, it's the most gratifying thing. Because we will know when we come through all of that trials and tribulation, we will have earned it because we've stuck through the good times and the bad times. And yesterday is another one of those games where we had to fight our way through it. It wasn't pretty, but this team has been gritty and resilient all year long. And we'll pick through the bones and figure out where they need to be better at moving forward and whether or not this is good enough for next week. We'll do all of those things. But today, we are headed to the NFC Championship game with an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. Understand that. With an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl in our stadium. And my goodness, let me just say this. Saquon Barkley is heaven sent. I swear to God, man.
He might say he didn't come from heaven. Listen, he might say he was in the other place. He's in heaven now.
I've been in this town for 27 plus years, right? As a player, retired player, as a sports broadcaster, radio show host, what have you. And I've seen a lot of athletes come through this town, man. During that time, they have mesmerized us. The T.O.'s, the Roy Halladays, the Cliff Lees, the Bryce Harpers. And I'm talking about guys who weren't drafted here and brought up in Philadelphia, guys that have come from other teams to be here. And I just named a few. Saquon Barkley is at the top of the list when it comes to athletes that have come here. He's right there with Bryce Harper. Because to me, I think Bryce Harper has held that crown since he's come here. He's held the crown since he's come here from another team, embracing his city, and taking us to the precipice of a championship. Saquon Barkley is two games away from surpassing that. Think about what we feel about Bryce Harper right now as a player and an athlete in this town. Saquon Barkley, in less than a year, has put himself at that level. And yesterday, my goodness, my goodness. Our kids get to watch a guy that they all are looking at like, where has this guy been all my life? Saquon Barkley. Listen, we'll talk about the other parts of the team, but number 26 this season has been about that guy.
An all-time season.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what's crazy about that?
Oh, my goodness. We talk about Jalen, all this other stuff. Saquon Barkley needs to be he needs to be the first thing that comes. I was about to say something. Let me pause before I even say it. Pause. I'm just telling you, that's where this guy is at, man. That's where Saquon is at, man. I'm that happy.
Well, you know,
I'm that happy about that, dude. We don't have Saquon Barkley. We're not here.
Well,
we're not here.
What's crazy is going into yesterday's game, you look at the first game against the Rams and you go, well, there's no way he's going to do that again, right? And he did it again. And I think
In the snow.
And one of the greatest things about Saquon Barkley is not just his performance, is I think Saquon came here. One of the things that has made him great this year to watch him is he has perspective. Right, not every player that came here. Sometimes, you know, Bryce Harper wasn't in a bad situation in Washington.
Yeah, not like the Giants.
You know, Saquon coming here, I think not only gives perspective to his teammates, but gives perspective to us about, because you look at the energy he has and how he plays, and I think a lot of that energy comes from the fact that he is in a place where his skill and his will and how he is as a teammate can truly be used and appreciated. And he appreciates that because he comes from a place where it's not like Giants fans didn't like him, but there was nothing there.
But he felt
there.
Like he was restricted.
He was restricted.
He was bottled up, yeah.
And here, it's almost like he looks around, and when things are going bad, you almost have to, if you're part of what's going bad, you have to look at Saquon, and he's looking at like you at like, you have no idea what it
what
could be like somewhere else.
That's true.
And he has brought that positive will and energy and gameplay, and I think it's infectious. Like, after he has a 65 or 70-yard run for a touchdown, you can see the release of that energy from him, and I think it's contagious.
Yeah.
He has finally, that's the energy he has. And I don't think nothing's going to stop him, right? I mean, I'm not saying nothing's going to stop us, but nothing's stopping that guy right now.
This has been a magical season for Saquon Barkley. I'm not going to ruin this moment by going back to Week 18. But damn it, I'm telling you, the guy hasn't, knock on wood, the guy hasn't had a hair pulled off his ass in 3 weeks. You're telling me he wouldn't have got through that game in week 18, breaking that record and still being healthy?
Would have been
There's
fine.
No way. I don't believe that, Spike.
You're never going to let it go.
This dude is on a this dude is on a mission this year, and I'm telling you, he is covered. I don't know in what. I don't want to get too biblical, but he is covered, man. He is covered this year. And, dude, I just don't know where we would be without this dude. The defense is great, and I love our defense, and they keep us in games. And they were awesome yesterday. Jalen Carter, my goodness.
What's his contract going to look
Jalen like? Jalen Carter, my goodness. Jalen. Hey, Jalen. This is what we're talking about, Jalen. Jalen Carter, this is what we're talking about when we compare you to those greats, man. Doing it every game. This dude doesn't come off the field as a defensive lineman. Jalen Carter, yes. And it was a lot of other players. Zach Bond, Nolan Smith. Guys made plays yesterday. Isaiah Rogers. But the leading force on that defense, Jalen Carter yesterday. That's what greatness looks like.
Well,
man.
In that final drive, right, where we were all the vomit was in the middle of our throat.
I had a brick in my back pocket.
Right.
And it wasn't from there. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was tight.
There wasn't a brick in the front?
No.
I just want to make sure we clear that up. I just want to make sure that we – I know it's not Blue Chew's time. I just want to make sure that we're all good. Yeah.
I lost – oh, Jalen Carter, right? That last drive where Ike had the brick in the back of his pants.
Yeah, yeah.
You could see and
man, you stupid, man. Yeah.
No, I know. I know. I know. I know. My bad. My bad.
You could see, and they mentioned it on TV, that the defensive line looked gassed. They weren't coming off the field.
There was
one play where I saw a sweat just sort of complete. And I thought to myself, the reason that we're not going to be able to stop them is that these guys are not going to be able
to catch
their breath. Jalen Carter, he dug deep. Here's a guy who we're worried about being in shape, worried about bringing it every game, blah, blah, blah.
Work ethic, all those things,
In a place where there is no doubt, I don't care how good a shape you're in, there is no doubt he had very little energy left. But he was able to dig deep and make a play that was, you know, the play next to the play that ended the game. Without that sack on Matt Stafford when he got it.
We needed it.
We needed it.
And the pressure.
Right.
On the final play.
On the final play.
Yes.
Like, I just wonder, where did it come from? He played every down. I think he missed two plays the entire game.
Man.
And he's been doing this for eight weeks.
For months now, yeah. Yes.
It's just that part of it was an unbelievable.
Amazing,
like I said, overall, the defense, like, it wasn't the best game they played all year, but when they needed to come through, they came through. 215-592-9494. Jack, you on the game? Any bricks in the pants?
Not when
front or back.
Yeah.
When Stafford. No, I'm just kidding. So, it's good. It's fun. You're not going to make me believe the Commanders are coming in here and winning on Sunday. I know that we're under the worry. I'm already thinking about New Orleans. I really am.
I'm already thinking about New Orleans.
They're going to the Super Bowl. It's time everyone collectively comes together.
It's better if you're nervous.
No, I don't get nervous anymore.
Yeah.
They are going to the Super Bowl. And we're probably going to complain our way there. And we're going to complain even if they win, that they didn't win by enough.
Well, if it's true.
We'll get to the Jalenisms, but whatever. Yesterday was awesome, and that was an all-time game with a lot of all-time moments. And Saquon's the best, dude. It's T.O., it's Halliday, it's him. Like, for single one-season dominance, like, it's those three from brought out elsewhere. Bryce has the overallness, I guess, but just watching greatness. I mean, Saquon Barkley's the face of the Eagles in one season, just like that.
It's incredible.
And
No, seriously.
He's the face of the Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're watching.
The number two athlete in the city.
Yes. He's a Hall of Famer.
Or is he number one?
He might be. Well, listen.
If you took a vote right now,
well, yeah,
he's number one.
He's definitely number one now.
Yeah.
Who's the better 26, him or Utley? 215.
Call me in 3 weeks.
215.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you may not want that question out there, yes.
Oh, I know. I'll tweet it later. I'll tweet it later.
I know you will. 215-592-9494. It is a victory Monday on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Everyone's bricked up.
We're at. Okay. All right. Enough. I'm cutting that off right now. I'm cutting that off right now. All the kids are off to school today, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. People are listening. Yeah.
I did talk to a 12-year-old before the show.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, as we are on Victory Mondays. Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6 and the Players Lounge at 7.
With no player.
Starting. Well, we got two players.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Me and you.
Yeah. You guys played. You know,
and Elliot breaks down tape now.
Yeah, he's a tape guy,
and he's a weather guy.
Yeah, yes, well, oh, he's everything.
Man, he was so fired up about the weather.
Corey in Columbus here on WIP.
Hey, you don't want to do it? I do it. That brother is Jesus in cleats right there. I won't
wow,
do it.
Michael Jordan and Jesus.
Hey, man, that brother is Jesus in cleats. I say he covered by whatever, but hey, I'm so hyped right now. Ain't nobody gonna take me out. I don't want to hear nothing about no ifs and no buts. No, none of that. I tell you what, we going to the NFC Championship game, and I'm already looking. I need Jaden Daniels head on a platter. See, everybody was saying they want them in the division or the wild card. As for that, we got them right here where we want them. On our field, the coach, oh, man, I want his head on a platter. Jalen Carter, rip it off. The rest of y'all can have the bony arms and the bony legs, but the head, Oh, remember they were taking cheap shots on our quarterback? I'll tell you right now, this brother ain't finishing the game. We hitting this dude from the time we say, hi, game one, we taking this brother's head off. And I'm going to make sure the message get delivered to the defense. NFC Championship game, baby. And y'all know, I'm whatever y'all tell me y'all want to use, bricked up, whatever. I got another title coming tonight to Columbus, baby.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
No. We are not talking about college football, Corey.
Nobody's going to be able to calm me down all week. I might, y'all, tonight, tomorrow, my blood pressure might be through the roof.
You will be bricked up all week.
Yeah. Oh. So listen. If y'all hear from me tomorrow, y'all need to have Jack or somebody check on me because my
Jack
heart might be gone. I'm hyped after these past 2 days, baby. We going to the Super Bowl. I'm like, Jack, the Commanders, whatever you want to call them, Commodores, whoever, y'all in the way. We going to take y'all's ass down. Get there. We kicking the door down.
They are not coming into the link and beating the Eagles. Everyone's got to grow up.
Oh, man.
Corey, I want to let you.
They're not. Josh Harris
ahead,
on the stage?
Go ahead,
are you kidding me?
Say what you got to say.
We're definitely not putting Josh Harris on the stage.
He'll be there.
Corey, I was just going to tell you as a just to show you the commitment. You have the commitment to us, the afternoon show. I'm showing my commitment to you. I don't care a little bit about college football, but I am going to watch that game tonight and cheer for Ohio State as a
Hell
tribute to
yeah,
you.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
The greatest school in the world, Z.
Oh,
it's
relax.
Z.
All right,
oh,
yeah. Let's.
Hey, make sure you get
Evan Turner.
Bloomsburg exists.
Yeah.
Hey, we ain't a basketball school.
I can attest to that. Yeah. All right, Corey.
I'll let y'all. Go Bird, baby!
There he is. Corey's been confident all year long. Never wavered.
Well, I don't know what I don't know what could cause Corey to not be confident.
Well.
215-592-9494. Shy and Cherry Hill, you're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
Let's go! Huge win for the Birds. We're coming for the Super Bowl. Josh Harrison Co. is not coming in here and taking that stage in front of the link and raising that trophy in front of us.
Oh,
it's ours. We're coming to New Orleans. We're coming. I'm driving back to school right now. I was really not looking forward to the drive, but last night's win, getting to listen to you guys has just made it 100 times better for me. It really has.
Well, thank you. What school do you go to, Shy?
I go to Westchester. I know Jack doesn't.
Yeah,
like that,
come on back, pal.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Dude,
we're parading down Broad Street.
Wait a minute. The guys, you're driving like 45 minutes. What are we talking about?
Yeah.
It's not that big a deal.
You're not driving back to Penn State.
I'm a homebody. I like being home.
All right.
Fair enough.
Westchester's home.
But a few things.
Seriously, he's not driving Westchester, New York. Jack drives there every day.
Every single day.
Yeah, but, you know, I like being home. I was with my grandparents.
Okay.
I like being with them.
Okay.
All right.
But to make this quick, I was listening to the morning show, and I don't know if you guys think the same way. Who knows? I think people are really freaking out over Jake Elliott, and it's getting under my skin. I understand you can't miss extra points. But when you really need him, he comes through.
Yesterday, yeah, give him credit.
Give him credit.
Hey, hold on, though. Hold on. What's his name?
Shy.
Shy, hold on. Let's not act like we weren't nervous every attempt.
Okay,
I didn't know if it was going in or not yesterday.
I think the move with Jake Elliott is not to give him credit. It's not to kill him.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, the win for Jake Elliott today is that he is not the absolute goat in Philadelphia,
yes.
Not greatest of all time, but like loser
the other goat. Yes.
Because if the Rams score that touchdown,
you know
they
what
win
we're
it
at, yes.
Because Jake Elliott missed the extra points. So Jake Elliott hit the field goals. He continues to miss extra points. I hope it doesn't catch up to us, man. I want Jake Elliott to do one thing all week long is just kick extra points all day long, every day,
yep.
5,000 a day. Like, don't wear yourself out. Don't worry, you're not going to need to kick for more than 50 anyway. But I think the thing with Jake Elliott is we just have to. The field goals were big in horrible conditions yesterday, but the extra points almost bit him. So you know, there's not much analysis you can do with a kicker. Only that, like. He's our guy for the next two games, and I hope he comes through.
Here's the other thing, Shot, with Jake Elliott. As difficult as it was to watch him miss those extra points, it was also exhilarating to watch the ball go through in those clutch field goal situations. Because all of those field goals, we needed every last one of them.
Yep.
We needed the three field goals.
Yeah, I was saying to a friend of mine during the game, when we got the ball back after the first fumble, I said, we're going to need to score seven here because the kicker's not going to make a field goal.
I was saying the same thing.
You know, and so, but he made them. And those, without those, you know, without the missed extra points, we could have lost. Without the made field goals, we definitely lose.
Which, by the way, we should have scored touchdowns.
Oh, come on. We had the ball at the 10-yard line.
Yes, on those two drives that resulted in field goals. So, yeah, I let's think, like Spike said, thankfully we're not talking about Jake Elliott today after a loss.
Yeah.
All right, Shai. All right. Well, good luck on your epic journey back to the suburbs of Philadelphia.
It's a long drive, man. It's a long drive.
He's walking.
Yeah. Right, thank you. Dude, that I expected him to say something like, oh, I'm driving back to Penn State. I'm going to Pitt.
It's not even 45 minutes, depending on what time of day you're driving.
Depends on the time of day you're driving.
Yeah.
It's usually at least 55.
Yeah. I drive further than that
every
to
day.
Work every day.
I could damn near get to New York in 55 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
The way you drive.
I know. Yeah, well, yeah. You're an aggressive driver.
Yeah, he is.
It's probably the most Philadelphia thing you've lived here, living in Jersey.
I've adopted.
You've turned into a Jersey driver.
Yeah, that's for sure.
They are dangerous. By the way, eighth NFC Championship game since 2000. I mean, that's
what we
Mr. Lurie.
We got a standard around here, baby.
That's right.
Did you see the video of Howie jumping up and down on the sidelines after
scenes.
The win?
Thought we were going to wait till later to do that.
Okay, we don't have to do it.
Just
now.
Saying.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, a little bit. The chest bump.
I was okay. I got through the chest bump with Bob Lane. I got through that. That was two white guys uncomfortable.
All right.
It's sort of like Tiger and Steve
don't
Williams.
Don't put us all in Howie's box, though.
I know, I agree. Right. But Tiger and Steve Williams high-fiving at the Masters on the 16th hole, the greatest chip shot in the history of golf.
Yep.
That was uncomfortable.
Yep.
This is right up there with it. But I got past that.
Okay.
Couldn't get past the two-foot hops.
Like yes.
Where I couldn't get past that with the coat and the...
Yeah, you know what it looked like? It looked like a guy jumping up and down that was really, really bundled up and couldn't move his limbs, like in Christmas Story with the kid with all the jackets on. That was sort of like, can't put my arms down, kid.
That's was his jacket longer than Elliot's?
It looked like Elliot didn't wear the ankle
jacket. Elliot didn't wear it.
He's such a coward.
Yeah.
We bullied him out of it.
We can bully Elliot.
Bullied him out of it.
We can bully him into anything.
Can't wear a lady coat to an NFL championship game if you're Elliot Shore Parks. If you're a lady, maybe. You know, Elliot can't. What are we doing here?
We definitely bullied him out of
good. Good. All right.
And I told him it was for his own good.
Yes, you can't be wearing an ankle length coat.
Yesterday.
As you said, what is he, Neo? Little tiny guy wearing a long coat. What are we doing here? All right, with a scarf? I mean, this is a football game?
And he's wearing things.
Or is it Fashion Week?
Well, he's putting the earmuffs on so they don't cover
his hair
too.
Yes. He thinks a little too much of his hair, by the way.
A little too much.
It's okay, his hair. All right. 215-592-9494. We are at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly. Yes, right. Yeah, well, you do sometimes.
Well, I don't have any. Yeah. Well, you're right. I do sometimes. I forgot about that.
We are at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly, the official sports bar of the Eagles. You can, if you're not going to the game, remember, you can watch Sunday's game at your local Chickies and Pete's. Go to chickiesandpetes.com to find out the one near you. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.